this point, right?
That's true. I think we're seasoned veterans.
Hurry up and do the episode. I've got some jerking off I've got to do.
Speaking of which.
All right. Welcome to episode 16 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and we are back in the command center. I got Joe Dust.
It's a nine min spot.
Big Matt.
Hey, hello.
And sound guy Steve.
Hi.
Hello.
Music, Jay. Way to kill me yet.
The bullet scream to me. Jew! Oh.
Jew, Jew. Bow, 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 bow.
As always, at this point of our show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. But our official beer snob couldn't be here this evening.
Prick.
Because, yeah, he's a prick. That's the only reason. So we're going to have sound guy Steve let us know who our unofficial beer sponsor is this evening.
We are drinking the Kirkwood Station Brewing Company's Pumpkin Ale. No score on Beer Advocates there. So 5.80 ABV. Fuck you, Jay. Prick. Yes, it's good beer. So people go in and rate it.
Yeah, no Beer Advocates score. I rated it 10 boners, though. That's what I gave it.
Yeah.
10 toners.
I'm spinning the can on my dick right now.
Yes, I have quite the chub as we speak.
Yes, and I want to wish all of our Jewish viewers a good Rosh Hashanah and a good Yom Kippur. Hope everything goes well.
Shalom.
Hope you made a lot of money today.
You fucking asshole. Again, you know it's good when Steve snorts.
Yeah, the stock market was good today. I made about $5,000.
Okay.
Cut him off.
My friend Max Schmeckel and I went out for a nice night.
And we showed each other's bag of golds.
With
hey.
A couple of chicks we met on J-Date.
J-Date. Oh, Jesus.
You should see, she looks like an African princess when you take her pants off. It's just like you're wading through the jungle.
Oh, God.
She liked the foreskin.
Because of pubic hair.
Yeah, because of a lot of pubic hair.
Yes.
Oh, I get it.
Thank you for the clarification. I appreciate it.
Okay.
One with foreskin, one with not. Oh. Which one should I pick?
Why are you looking at me when he says that, dude?
I don't know.
You stare deeply into my eyes when you say
that. You want to push the little pig back in the blanket and see if it comes back out?
If we could get off the foreskin topic, that would be great. Matthew.
Yes, sir.
Episode 16. What are we leading off with today?
I don't even know how to follow that, Steve.
We're leading off with pigs in a blanket.
Let's do movie news, Toner. Let's do movie news. This is what I got so far. Deadpool. We got a sequel already in the works is what it sounds like. Not in the works, but it's sounding like they've gotten so much good, so much good press on the trailer and everything. Even before the movie comes out, there's already talks of a sequel. And I think Joe already came up with the title of the next Deadpool movie. Joe, what you got for your title?
The sequel is going to be called Deadpools.
Nice. Well done, sir.
Plural.
Well done. You see
Rise of the Deadpools.
Rise of the Deadpools.
Deadpool above ground.
Death from above. Deadpool. Part 2. Chili dog.
Chili dog.
Dude, well, it is Fox, so for them to come up with a fucking stupid title would not surprise me.
Well, here's the thing what they said, Toner, and the reason why I wrote it down was because they say they're going to try to do a shared universe with X-Men and try to work them in. So, and they also even mentioned Fantastic Four when talking about the shared universe. And I don't know how that's going to happen because Fantastic Four completely bombed, so I don't know how they're going to do that.
Fantastic Four the fourth time around. Let me see.
Fantastic Four, the fourth one.
Yeah. Fox, I have a crazy idea. Now, just hear this out. How about you don't make another Fantastic Four? You're 0 for 3, and how can I put it? You're fucking terrible, so just stop.
Don't worry, Tony. We'll just remake Peter Pan again.
Yeah, we'll have Hugh Jackman as Captain Hook or whatever the fuck he is, or Blackbeard or whatever.
Yeah, he is in that. Yeah. He looks weird in that.
I know.
Yeah, I don't like that one. Looks kind of creepy. But so, yep, Deadpool sequel already in the works. And, hey, they haven't even had the first one come out. So
nice.
And then next up on the docket, we'll say, is Rachel McAdams. Gentlemen, how do we feel about Rachel McAdams? I'm with the ooh as well.
Yeah.
She's going to be in Doctor Strange and maybe giving Doctor Strange the Stranger. I don't know. We don't know what she's going to be yet.
Did she show her gash in the movie?
God damn it.
Sir,
well done.
That was well done.
The good old vertical smile coming in at you.
It's like, oops, I fell. Here's my axe wound.
Jesus Christ, dude.
So yeah, Rachel McAdams, I'm all for it. Anything she's in, I will partake with because she's awesome.
So would you perform sexual intercourse on her face?
Yes.
Yes.
We didn't use any derogatory terms there. I just wanted to be polite.
No, it would look like she accidentally walked through a vat of icing.
Accidentally, though.
Nerdcast, where we treat women with respect. I'm so glad there's women that want to be on this show.
They do.
Steve knows that they
yeah,
do.
Yes.
Steve's got one lined up.
We have girls that listen to us and really like us.
Yeah.
Ginger spice.
Jeez.
Pumpkin spice.
Mm. Does the curtain match the drapes?
Oh, my God. I
She's
can't even
She's definitely never
it.
Coming on the yeah. show now. Thanks, Steve.
I don't care.
We've gone from 7 listeners to 6.
I love you.
Yeah, Steve loves you.
Yeah, I love you.
He's saying that out of just joking manner. We only make fun of people we like.
Exactly.
Except for Caitlyn Jenner.
I'll say hello. Fuck you, Caitlyn Jenner. Fuck you.
Alrighty.
Next up, Star Wars Rogue One. Only reason why I brought this up is because I just watched King Kong, and the director that did King Kong, as Steve's over there jerking off.
Doing,
I love Star Wars too, Steve. But Rogue One, that's going to be the movie where they it's the tale of when the rebels go steal the plans for the Death Star. And
ooh.
The main star of that was going to be Felicity Jones. And she was recently in the movie Theory of Everything that starred Joe's favorite, Stephen Hawking. So
you should go see it. Actually, I haven't seen it. It's on my DVR, though.
Actually, it's really good.
I have it queued up.
Only reason why I did is because I tried to queue you up to do your
He's like, you should go see it.
Yeah. Could you imagine Stephen Hawking as Chewbacca?
He'd be like, rawr.
Oh, shit. Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow. He just, like, hits one button.
All right, Steve, we're professionals.
Steve and Tony are going to die,
Steve,
man.
Steve, Tony, you're a goddamn professional. Steve, composure. Compose yourself, sir. Joe, you and I will carry
this podcast
on.
Or he puts on, like, that old Apple voice. It's like, Luke, you are my father. You can't control how fast
well,
it goes.
They can't see there was a fucking visual that went with that.
I know. JD's just, over here pushing a
I just
imaginary
watched Joe
button.
Type it in.
Oh, this is God. Why someday we'll have a video podcast. Where we
I like people in wheelchairs, though. I'm just joking.
Okay.
Steve's gonna
Steve, you all right? Brother, come on. Compose yourself, bro. Come on. Compose yourself.
All right.
Next up. Although, remember, Felicity Jones was supposed to be Black Cat in Spider-Man. That's all I'm going to
say. Steve, stop. Yeah, man, he's like beet red, dude.
Next one. Woody Harrelson. From Cheers, Woody Harrelson. Woody on Cheers. He's going to be the, apparently he's going to be the main villain on the new War for the Planet of the Apes, the follow-up to Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
I have that queued up, too.
Yeah,
I almost deleted it just due to its title.
Woody Harrelson, the last thing I saw him in was True Detective. He was really, really good in that, so I'm hoping he'll continue forward with war for the Planet of the Apes. I liked all the Planet of the Apes movies.
Yeah, they're solid.
I think they're solid. I've enjoyed all of them. So, and then Steve's favorite movie is coming out soon, which is called The Jungle Book by Jon Favreau. Steve, why do you not like the Jon Favreau Jungle
Book? Do
you not
like Indian Boys?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Steve, what you got? I'm going to get you composed. What you got, bud?
What if is the new Jungle Book about, what's the kid's name in it? Fuck.
Not Baloo. Baloo's the bear.
No.
It's not Mogwai. Because Mogwai is the...
it's bad that we can't remember what it's
about. Didn't John Goodman do the voice of the bear in Jungle Book in the animated one? Wasn't that him? Wasn't that John Goodman?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that was John Goodman.
But I think Bill Murray's doing the voice now.
Oh, is he the bear?
I think Bill Murray's the voice of the bear.
It's Magua. Magua's from...
I have to look it up now.
He's from Last of the Mohicans. He was the guy that...
It's more about originality. It's like, I understand everybody wants to do live-action stuff because CGI is so good nowadays, but it's like, seriously, like...
I like the Jungle Book, and the original in 1967 was all voiced by just white actors. I'm Phil Harris. Fuck you. I'm Baloo the bear. Yeah, Mowgli. You're right.
Mowgli,
I'm sorry.
Mowgli. Close, yeah.
Is the new Jungle Book about Mowgli building a clock and accidentally getting sanctioned to the jungle because they think it's a bomb?
No.
Mowgli Muhammad.
Jeez. But no, Steve, why? Why do we have
it just
for the remix?
Because I get tired of seeing movies every fucking year come out. And it's like, hey, this is a movie from 20 years ago. And we're going to do a live action because it was animated. Okay, so instead of a Indian boy having a loincloth over there, if it's live action, you can see a...
Good, you get to see his dick flop around.
I mean, but no,
and?
And the problem is...
I mean, it's just... It's a whole thing about originality. It's like...
What are you talking about? Pan and Point Breaker coming out? Wait a minute.
This is Hollywood, bro. Originality died a couple decades ago.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like...
You sound like Matt Damon when he just said that.
You
sound like Good Will Hunting. You sounded like Matt Damon. LOL.
But
the biggest thing is like, yeah, I saw The Jungle Book when I was a kid. It's like, okay, it's an animated thing. Great. Okay, good. Nice job. It's like, now we have to redo it. It's like, why?
Well, Disney's going broke, man.
Because you had Snow White and the Huntsman was the remake of Snow White, I guess, but a different take on it. But then you had Anna Kendrick in Into the Woods. And what did you say, Steve, before the podcast about Anna Kendrick?
Nothing.
What did you say? Steven Sound Guy?
He put something to her mouth.
I think a swollen phallus entering it multiple times.
Oh, he was talking about his penis.
Oh. Okay.
Your name was Anna Kendrick, right? Yes, that's correct.
Jeez.
God damn.
He just likes making that noise.
It's nice. I mean, you know. Especially when it's out and in, you know.
Oh, well.
All the way to the testicles.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway, next one on the list. Yes. The new Creed trailer. Me and Steve, I think we're the only two
that
watched it.
Yes, I've seen it. It is good.
It looks really good.
Fuck Scott Stapp.
It's
mad a while.
Yeah, the fucking
Creed.
Fuck you and Creed.
With arms wide open.
I'm fucking on drugs. Punching my wife right in her flat vagina. open. Dude, he's a fucking like alcoholic or drug or something.
That's just every country song ever made, man.
Yeah, that is.
Well, this was rock, so I mean.
Except you didn't have your dog in it.
Yeah, that's true.
A country song.
At least, thank God it wasn't Nickelback, you know, fucking Feelings Rock. I punched my fucking dad in the face because he's fucking drunk on whiskey, you know, or whatever the fuck he does.
Alabama man!
Okay.
All right, we'll wrap, because I don't think anyone else wants.
Fuck my mom in a trailer on I-55. Yeah!
Oh, fuck!
Steve, you're the worst songwriter I've ever fucking heard.
To be honest, he kind of sounds like Kid Rock lyrics, though.
Hey, if I could make lyrics up and be a millionaire, you know?
You could.
Yeah.
Why not?
I like all the shit out there that be like, I could be like...
But you're not. You're sitting in a basement with three other dudes with our pants off.
Again,
And? Yeah, I mean, you know.
Back to the Indian boy in the loincloth?
Yeah.
All right, so but
it's a flat field.
The new
Beluga,
the
help Mowgli. He's got a stiffy.
Rocky Creed.
Oh, the new Rocky.
Oh yeah, I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
we need
Rocky.
A new Rocky.
We needed one. It actually looks good. I like it. I think it looks. I think it'll be a good movie. So, after that, you guys didn't watch these trailers. So let's just go to this new James Bond. Let's discuss
yes.
this because
fucking A.
Because I think Daniel Craig is going to be done after Spectre.
No,
I think he will be. I
no,
think he's done after that one.
He's got at least one or two more in him.
Okay, let's say he's got.
That's
more
what. That's what she said.
Nice. Well done. Let's okay.
Dude,
who
how many
got, who do you got after Daniel Craig? Who do you think would be the next Bond after him? Who do you think fits the role? JD, go.
And everybody's saying Idris Elba.
That's who I want, yeah. I like that.
He'd be
like
a cool Bond.
He'd yeah. be fucking sweet, yeah.
I like how they're like, I don't know if he could be a black guy. And I'm like, does it really matter?
We
how
have
many different James Bonds have we had?
Regardless, Idris Elba's just a fucking good actor.
Yeah.
He's really cool. Good. I think.
Well, I mean, but yeah, but it's either they've been British or Scottish, you know, because Sean Connery. So, I mean, it's any of those. So that's, I mean, they're trying to always stick to that theme because that's how...
well, he's British, isn't
yeah,
he?
It's yeah,
but that's how that's how Albert Broccoli had it made up. He was the one that it was like that continent of people.
The guy that's in charge of the estate of who's the writer of the Bond books? I can't remember, but he's basically came out trying
L.
to say
Ron Hubbard.
Fucking no, L. Ron Hubbard. But he's basically came out against Idris Elba as the new Bond because. They wanted to say he. They
oh, Ian there. Fleming.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ian Fleming. Yeah.
And they wanted to say he can't be that, and he didn't go as far as saying because he's black, but because he doesn't fit the role because of his role in Luthor. I don't know if, or Luthor. Idris Elba has a BBC series called Luthor, mm-hmm. where he plays a detective of some sort. I guess and he's saying because of his role in that he doesn't fit the Bond mold. I guess. But fuck
he's
that.
A good actor.
Well,
he's
fucking
Stringer
really good.
Bell for crying
that's
out
what
loud.
I'm fucking talking about.
Jesus, well, it's fucking called acting. Jesus Christ. Heath Ledger went from a fucking gay cowboy to one of the greatest on-screen villains ever
yeah.
in a comic book movie. So, okay, he's in a show called Luther as a detective, whatever. All right, so now you have to play James Bond.
So,
ooh, I don't know how to do that.
I think he's a great pick. I don't know who else would you guys can you think of off the top of your head?
Ryan Gosling.
Always, yeah.
Yeah.
Gosling.
Well, I heard Tom Hardy, who played Bane, that he's been by. I've heard.
He can fit.
He's
got the brain. He's a
yeah.
Brain.
He already yeah. like if he talks like me, he already sounds like Sean Connery.
Steve, what would Tom Hardy sound like as Bond? You got a Bond impression for us?
Bond, James Bond.
Ah, nicely done.
Wow.
Joe, your turn. How would he sound as Bond?
Don't try to shoot me in the dick.
That was naughty.
I honestly stopped thinking about it after Idris Elba. I don't really have anybody else I could think of. You said Tom Hardy.
Yeah, I mean, even somebody asked Jason Statham if he would like to do that, but yeah, Statham doesn't look. I mean, he's a badass action
he's
star.
He's action, yeah. He's that part.
What about Tom Cruise?
Fuck that.
Tom Cruise is James Bond.
How about what about a younger incarnation? Because we've had so Pierce Brosnan was one. He was a little bit older when he did it. He's probably late 40s, right?
Hold on, I got.
Then you went
Daniel
Craig. Daniel Craig was in his 40s when he did it.
No, he was in his early 30s when he or late.
Craig's almost 50 now, I think.
Yeah, but there's been how many years in between from when he did Casino Royale?
Yeah.
He's on. This is his fourth one he's done.
So, but if you went with a younger version of Bond, so he could stay in the role. For
I got a guy in mind.
Who you got?
Anybody seen The Maze Runner? You've seen. We're the Millers, though.
Yeah.
The boy and We're the Millers.
The kid that gets bitten.
He's actually he's British.
Is he really?
In real life. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And if you've seen The Maze Runner, he's like an up and coming actor. He's a badass. His name's Will Poulter.
Okay.
He's actually a really good actor. I could see him being like a young Bond. Yeah.
But shit, I mean, because Sean Connery did it.
He's 22.
How many did he do? He did.
Shit.
He's born in England, the UK. Oh, are you shooting bullets at me?
No, because Sean Connery did a... He did...
I don't know how many Bond movies he did.
I did enough Bond movies to fuck your mother, I'll tell you that.
All right.
But speaking of fucking, your mother, I guess.
Okay.
No, hold on here. He did...
Wait, Steve's
one,
got one.
Two, three. 4, five, six. Hold on. Seven. So he did seven Bond movies.
And
but I mean, so like I said, and then because Roger Moore was after him, and then after Roger Moore, it was Timothy Dalton. Oh, God,
and then he went to Finding Forrester in 2000.
Jamal Wallace.
I didn't write that. Jamal Wallace did.
But no, I mean, I don't know. I think
Craig should stick around for a while, is what you're saying.
If Connery could do seven of them, he could sure as shit do five or six of them.
I think the issue is, though, I think Daniel Craig himself has said he might be done with it. I think he's saying, I've done enough. It's time for me to move on to my next thing. So
we'll see, because Brosnan did how many? Brosnan did...
He did three or four.
Yeah, at least that many.
I think he did four.
The World Is Not Enough, Tomorrow Never Dies.
Goldeneye.
Stink Star.
The Chocolate Starfish. Double Penetration. Oh,
Death
sorry.
From Above. 007.
Love Triangle.
The Chili Dog.
We're gonna say Love Triangle.
Sex Triangle. You Only Live, Sex Triangle.
See, I just... There's not many more... That's just... I don't think there's...
You could do James Bond's movies forever, though.
Yeah, so...
Oh, he did four. Yeah, okay.
But going back to that, let's go back to... speaking of fucking your mother, I guess. Let's go... Wow. Joe, you had a fetish topic you wanted
Joe,
to go
let's
on
speak...
To.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm looking at your form here. I forgot what I even wrote down.
We were talking about...
I was just thinking of weird fetish groups in general.
Yeah.
And I only wrote a few down, but there's many of them out there that we don't even know about.
This was one that I... never even heard
which
of
one?
The cuddle parties.
Cuddle
what
parties
a, what
are real.
What the fuck are cuddle parties?
You can look up cuddle parties right now. They have websites and they have meetup groups.
What do you? They just sit around hugging each other all night. I mean,
well, first off, you have to give the okay if you're with physical contact. If you're inside the circle and you don't approve of physical contact, you can just watch from the outside, which I kind of think's weird. There's no alcohol involved, nothing like that. So these people get together. They wear comfortable clothing, aka probably pajamas or something.
All right.
And you get together and really you just cuddle each other
whilst laying down or standing up or in a circle
from what I've seen it's mostly laying down, I think. Steve's looking up photos of just weird random shit right now, but yeah, cuddle parties are basically for a human touch and interaction, but Steve, look up cuddle parties so they can get a sense of what I'm talking about.
Oh, there you go. Have fun with that.
Well, that's BDSM. That's a chick in a swing right there.
Ow.
That's a little
she has
more.
She's hooks in her fucking legs, though.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't notice that.
Okay.
That's like a Nine Inch Nails video.
Yeah, that's not. Well,
what did you want me to look up?
Cuddle parties.
I remember.
So they can get
speaking of the hooks in the body, did you guys ever see the movie that's. It was with the guy from Twisted Sister. What's his the lead singer?
There you go.
Oh, Dee Snider.
Dee Snider. He did a movie where they do the thing where they put the hooks in the people's
backs.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And some of them have the rings that they've already had
put
into their body. That shit just doesn't sit right with
me. Here we go. A cuddle party or cuddle puddle is an event designed with the intention of allowing people to experience non-sexual group physical intimacy through cuddling.
Yeah.
I'm fucking going to get AIDS through that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you can get AIDS at cuddle parties, but I'm sure people have tried. There you go.
What the fuck?
I know. It's
how
a
did you even
bit...
learn about this joke?
I'm not going to tell you that. Jesus. But anyway, yeah, so cuddle parties, you don't have sex. You don't drink. You're just there for human spooning, basically. And I think if things get a little too intense, you probably get kicked out of the trust circle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that guy's just kind of sucking on that person's foot. That's so not bad. Really.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what the cuddle party's all about.
The next one you got in here is the diaper parties.
I don't know if those are really parties.
Or
Steve,
well,
look
just
up
diaper parties. But this
I put parties, but that's more or less. I've seen there are people out there that are really into like
the whole
baby.
Because I remember this on an episode of CSI Vegas.
Oh my God!
I was
never
on
mind.
CSI.
Good images.
They had one
when the mother of a child has a baby shower, the father of the child has a diaper party, which
that's a literal diaper party. That's what you would bring to like a Andy's having a kid.
Oh, okay.
So you get around and drink and everybody brings diapers.
Yeah.
No. But there are guys that like to, adult males that like to wear diapers and get pampered by, like, women. I need to quit saying, like, I'm a fucking asshole. hey, Steve, type in adult fetish diaper. That just brings some shit up.
So, and you listen to the podcast, type along. Why don't you go
look
it up,
everybody
too?
At the podcast, we're on Google image search. That's adult diaper parties. I don't know if that's... Oh, well, image... There you go. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Dude,
so,
the FBI's going to be on your house in a few minutes.
So
dude.
Basically, these adults... It seems like it's more guys, but I guess it might be women, too. Okay. Like they will buy a giant crib, they'll dress in a diaper. And there are women that you can hire out there that'll come over and feed you like a baby and change
like
your diaper.
Yeah.
It's like just a fetish. It's like something they're into. And I'm thinking of maybe trying it when I have enough money.
Craigslist.com.
Yeah, Craigslist. Oh, I'm sure they're all over Craigslist. And so, you know, there's your, you know, maybe you want to wear a diaper. Maybe you want to go cuddle with somebody. Or maybe it's a really mainstream fetish now is furries.
Which they have furry conventions. I've heard of those.
Oh, they definitely have furry conventions. Okay, I don't want to read that all.
Yeah,
But yeah, furries is just weird. Like, okay, so
what the hell are furries?
Society has accepted
there you go, right
the cosplay.
There you go. Steve, type in furries.
Furries is a whole different ballgame, man. Because the reason why I know about furries is because I saw an episode of Entourage where Turtle and Drama tried to have a threesome with the drummer of Blink 182, his wife, the blonde. What was her name, Joey said? Shanda or something like that?
Here, Steve, read that out loud so we can get a. So people can get a.
Okay, this is the furry fandom is a subculture interested in fictional.
Anthropomorphic
animal characters.
Anthropomorphic.
Whatever for the fuck it is. Who gives a shit? These fucking idiots. With human personalities and characteristics. Examples of
anthropomorphic
attributes include exhibiting human intelligence and facial expressions, the ability to speak, walk on two legs, and wear clothes.
So really, it's a bunch of people that dress up in animal costumes and fuck each other, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
On the episode of Entourage, it was.
Yeah.
Really
they have conventions,
up.
Though. And, like, I know, like, I'm getting out there of, like, oh, they like to have sex. Dude, why else would you go to a convention
there
with
go.
Everybody else?
Yeah.
Well, that's a cartoon.
But anyways, it gets the point across.
I mean, yeah, it kind of still turns me on a little bit. Yeah, but, yeah, there you go. Furries. I would keep that child away from him.
Furries.
Oh, and there's videos on YouTube
I just don't understand how people are wired where this is...
I feel like you
thing,
get really
dude.
Deep
there
into
go.
Anime or something and go, you know what? I think I am a wolf. I think I'm going to wear
their,
this costume
that's their
around.
That's spirit
and,
creature.
Yeah,
or
their spirit animal.
Is,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. But it's that's a.
Up.
This is probably the most popular right now.
The furries thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're everywhere. I mean, go on 4chan. You know what 4chan is, right?
I have no idea
no.
what that is.
No, maybe it's a good thing. Steve, if you ever... Well, no. You probably shouldn't look up 4chan here.
Jesus.
But,
Has South Park made fun of furries, I guess? Is that what I saw?
No.
South
it's
Park
just... It's just,
furries,
the number. Four. The number four. There you go. Okay, so... I guess we'll get into this little realm real quick.
Let's
4chan,
do this,
if you want to see the worst parts of the internet, go to... So you go into the random part... of 4chan. This is where all the bad shit of the internet is spawned from.
Is Steve about to get a virus?
This is all unedited, too, by the way. You'll find pretty much everything here.
I'm so afraid about what we're about to see. We're going to see a chili
dog. Well, at least we're on your parents'
internet. I don't
want to
see chili dog. That's all I'm saying.
It's just, if you ever go to 4chan.com, the number 4/B, that's the random site. This is where everything... These people have actually caught murderers on this site.
Oh, God. Okay, don't read that.
Yeah.
Don't
well,
read.
That's what you'll see. That's okay. That's just par for the course on 4chan.
Just the most hateful and
look, there you go.
Shit.
It's
what
a
the
it's
hell?
A I guess you'd call that a furry and missionary position.
That's exactly what
first
that
image
is.
Would pull up on 4chan. Okay. Wow, I didn't know you guys have never heard of 4chan.
No,
it just
never.
Opened your mind up a little bit. There are a lot of threads that get deleted on here because they will throw quote unquote I don't want to say underage girls, but underage girls on there.
Oh, God.
I mean, you'll go on there and you just don't know what to expect. But I guess in a way that's maybe the best part of 4chan. It's like the rawest form of internet you can get.
Okay.
Well, let's just say I'm not a fan of...
I will not be visiting 4chan exactly. when this episode's over.
Me Jesus. Either. Just wink, wink. Kidding. If they had an app, I'd download it.
So we got those fetish groups. And speaking of awkward fetishes, how about we talk about awkward scenarios?
Yeah.
All right. Segue into that. Because basically this is a fun game where you go, what would you do if you're in this weird scenario?
I have two that I wrote down.
Yeah, so first
and
one.
Both are kind of along
the... Get the background story of the first one, because I think that would be a good
one. How about I'll go to the older one first. One? All right, so go. I'll go to the... This was several years ago when the Missouri Tigers football team was playing Oklahoma. Oklahoma was number one in the country, mm-hmm. so it's a huge game, sold out. You know, everybody, of course, right at kickoff, stands up. It's going to be like that the whole game. You expect it to be. Everybody's drinking all day. That's how it is. That's how it should be.
That was a night game.
Major, yeah, is ESPN, major college football. That was game day, college game
day.
Wait,
no, wait. Oklahoma, Mizzou was number one in the nation for that game, were they not?
No, it was, Oklahoma. Yeah. Okay. And
Mizzou,
so,
but was this one we were, Mizzou was 10, I guess, right?
They might have been. Yeah, they did beat them, though.
Yep. All right. Oh, and, God, get your fucking facts straight.
Oh, my God. Okay, go. So fast forward to kickoff. Everybody stands up, and my friend Dan is standing next to me. A woman behind Dan looks at him and goes, "Sir, would you mind sitting down?" And he's like, "Why? What the fuck?" She goes, "I'm going through chemotherapy, and you know, I'm pretty weak, and I don't know if I can stand." And he basically just kind of looked at him like, "No, I'm going to stand for the game." You know, there's 70,000 other people here that are doing the same thing. Oh, man. And that was, in my mind, an awkward scenario because you realize, yeah, you're going through chemo, but on the same hand, like, why would you go to
a
giant football
game
like that and expect people to sit down
student
in front
section
of you?
Student section or alumni section?
We were in the end zone. Right next to the band.
Yeah, so yeah, you're standing regardless.
Right.
So I guess the game is, what would you do if you're that guy? If you were your buddy, it was
I probably would have did the same thing. I would have done the same
thing.
Steve,
what would you have done in that situation?
I wouldn't even acknowledge her. I just would have kept looking away, honestly.
I mean, I guess
70,000 people there. And, excuse me.
Yeah.
I mean,
the one person in the whole stadium sitting right behind us. And
I mean, yeah, it sucks that she has that ailment going on. But, I mean, yeah, why would you bring yourself to that type of there? It's like that's like going to a fuck casino and, hey, could you put your cigarette out?
Could you not record me? Yeah.
So, Tony, what you got? Okay, so you got chemo patients in behind you. You're at a big football game. She asked you to sit down.
You could even imagine it's a gigantic whatever you're into.
Yeah.
Music, show, concert.
You're at Tupac's show.
Yeah.
You're at a Tupac.
You're at Hologram Tupac.
Oh, and you have a KKK member standing behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'd shoot him.
But he has Thug Life tatted on his chest.
You shoot him in the leg.
Yeah.
Shoot the hostage.
Stab him in the neck. Yeah.
Yeah, shoot the hostage. Yeah. She's Dustfenster.
That would be awkward, but yeah, I'd be like.
Okay, to be the PC guy, probably be like, all right, ma'am, we're going to go find you an usher. We're going to find you a handicapped seat, then, because you need to go find somewhere to sit the fuck down.
It's really just like, what the hell were you expecting?
I know. Yeah, you don't go to the game like that and do that.
No.
Because I hate situations like that where you're expected, like, you know what the right thing is. I want to be nice. I don't want to be a fucking dick. But how am I going to see? The guy in front of me is going to be standing up, right? So fuck you. I'm going to stand up.
And for all we know, she was just hungover. I mean... Who cares about the drip bag?
Many
next door?
Often no, lie joking. About being on chemo. Okay, here's our next one. All
so
right.
this next one's
next
recent.
Story about telling someone. There you go.
Right.
Sort
of, so the next one happened literally. What? Pen 15. Yeah. Steve wrote penis on a piece of paper. So the next one happened a couple weeks ago, and we were at Busch Stadium, where our baseball team plays, the Cardinals. And,
oh, is this the guy with no fingers?
Was that the no finger game?
No, I think we already talked about that.
Yeah, you talked about that. But
no, this was a different game.
Different game.
So I went
shake my hand.
Here, fist bump, because that's really all you can do.
Hi, I'm Howie Mandel. Oh, hey, I can't shake your hand. Here you go.
Man, I fisted my girl so hard last night.
Like in a brick wall.
yeah. So
those
my dad
knuckles
and I
were
went,
good.
My dad and I went to a Cardinal game, and we met his friend Bill there and his girlfriend. And Bill bought these tickets from for a charity. And, you know, there was two or three rows rented out in this section. And the charity was basically for it was for two kids that had died 2.5 years ago. And I know this because a lot of them were wearing T-shirts that showed the date of their death. So it was like a car accident. It was a kid and his friend. And they were like, I don't know, I think 17 and 15 at the time. So this woman is there standing in front of us. And this was actually, and I guess, I don't know, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. It's kind of a pivotal point in the game, too. This is actually finally some action's happening. Everybody's getting in the game. Well, this woman is standing in front of my dad's friend Bill in the aisle that everybody walks down the stairs, standing there for 5 minutes talking to four people in the aisle. And Bill, all he said, and there were empty seats around, he's like, hey, would you mind like just sitting in one of these seats so we can see? She turns around and just says, shut up. She goes, my kid was killed in a car accident. That's why we're here. And my dad looks at me. He's like, what would you do if I, like, she said that to you? I'm like, I don't know. Like, say you're sorry he wasn't a better driver? I don't know. So, like, oh, nice. I'm like, honestly, I'm like, you don't be a bitch just to somebody you don't know, especially a guy that bought a charity ticket of yours, and right. He was going in a walk of theirs.
And
she
it wasn't
even
like,
know him.
And it wasn't like he said, hey, bitch, sit the fuck down.
No,
like,
he just asked, hey, would you mind, like, down. Sitting? Yeah, like, exactly, yeah. She could have sat in one of the seats right in front of him and turned around and talked to him, yeah. You know, like I was doing last night to Jay. And, no, she just turns around and blatantly just tells him to shut up, and her daughter, who's, like, 10 is standing next to her the whole time.
Being a good role model.
And she's making a giant scene. And he basically just said, could you either sit or go out to the concourse and talk to these people? And these people were so, like, embarrassed by her that after she went back, they just left. Oh, I'm sure she embarrassed them, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm like, what a thunder cunt.
She was probably an overweight bitch, probably.
Well, and the best part was she was, I mean, not trying to cut people down, but she was typical white trash Missouri.
There we
and
go.
She had a
she's probably
her boyfriend was there. I don't think it was her husband. And he's drunk as fuck.
Yep.
He's more drunk than anybody.
At the charity night.
Yep.
Yes.
Jefferson County
yeah.
representing
oh,
meth and fucking everything else.
Well, including their cousins.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so these people, I don't know, I don't think she was drinking, but, you know, there's a couple rows rented out. Not everybody in the section's here for you. Sorry.
It doesn't
matter. Oh, you know what? Hey, Matt, how would she rank on the Skylar White
on
cunt
the cunt
scale? Yeah.
She'd be ranking very high.
She ranked
we're going to go with like 10 Skylar Whites.
And that was just a weird situation, too. And Bill handled it like a gentleman. He didn't say anything. He actually walked away for a little bit and came back. But
I would have
very well, probably.
Yeah,
I mean,
I would have had to do the same because if what did I like hockey. I would have been fucking losing my shit. Baseball game, I would have been like, okay, whatever.
Well, the Rams game, you're going to get yelled at regardless if you stand, right? Because
the Rams,
you know, Michael Brown died a few years ago. You should just get out of the way.
Oh, my God. It was a year ago.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. Somebody's going to say something fucking stupid because that's ridiculous. My kid died. Bitch, I just bought fucking tickets for your fucking charity, so suck my ass. So who gives a shit? I mean, but it's stupid. It's like, shut up. My kid died.
I know, and it makes me wonder where that money goes to. It's probably just buying more Busch beer for that.
Probably.
I mean,
fuck.
Because, I mean, what is it going? Is it going towards MAD? You know, mothers getting drunk driving? Is it going against?
Well, I doubt
it was
that.
I
don't think they were drunk. He was just flying down.
Did it go money for fucking Jenny Craig treatments or something?
I don't know. She wouldn't fat.
Well, good. Maybe she can fucking just kill herself then.
Jeez. I was waiting for where
maybe
Steve
she could
going.
Go get a car accident.
Ouch.
On Highway 44 going to Jefferson County. Fucking asshole. That's just fucking rude.
I mean, I know.
Shut
but
up.
That's the whole point.
That's
it was
whole
awkward.
Point. Yeah,
is that
it's stupid. It's just, I hate that. It's like, how much does Busch Stadium hold? Like 60,000 people?
Nah, it's like 40.
Well, either way, it's
45.
Like, it doesn't matter. Shut up. I'm talking. Go to a fucking bar then, you skank.
Fucking Christ. This is where we
Steve's
need video.
Passionate. Steve's very passionate about this topic. I like it.
Yeah.
I like the passion.
Well, that's why it's a weird, awkward scenario, because I'm just like, God, bitch, don't make eye contact with me. And the best part about that, too, is it was a very nice night. Everybody was really nice. I sat next to these guys, and they brought their, like, 90-something-year-old grandfather who was basically blind. He's drinking a beer, just there for the atmosphere.
That's awesome,
then you got this bitch just telling people to shut up. And this dude was Ernie Banks' neighbor, I found out, too. Welcome to St. Louis, where we just tell each other to fuck off for no reason.
Because I guess, okay. Here.
She didn't even question it. She just turns around. Shut the fuck up. I'm like, okay.
All right.
So, okay, here, awkward scenario. Okay, let's say you're in a movie theater. Something very similar. You got the people talking in front of you. What's your move?
Or these days, just on their fucking phone that lights up. I hate that, too.
That drives me.
Put your phone away for 2 hours, dude.
It costs so much fucking money to go to a movie these days.
Yeah.
That's why you go to the adult theaters. The
what?
The adult theaters?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, I know what you're talking about. The big lounges, yeah.
Yeah, like the 21 and over lounge, because, I mean, that way.
I don't think it matters. I think 21 and over, there's still a bunch. No, and the worst is the older people that have no recognition of what the hell they're doing.
They don't realize, honey,
preview's on. Honey, okay. Did you let the dog out? Yeah? Okay, well, Teen Mom 3 is about to start, so.
Okay, so here you go. Let's go traditional movie theater. And I know it's there's alternative. Okay, traditional movie theater.
Yep.
Person in front of you is not only are they talking, they're on their phone while they're talking.
I don't want to brag, but a girl just rated me hot. So
nice.
All I got. Just
so okay, Toner, what's your move? Someone's in front of you at the movie theater, talking and on the phone at the same time, and the movie. And we're talking movies going on, not previews and commercials, all that shit. Movie that you paid $10 a seat for minimum. What's your move?
I shush them. Or tell them to shut the fuck up. If I get any flack, I kick the back of their seat as hard as I fucking can. Hopefully snapping their neck in the process.
Okay.
I love people.
Steve, what's your move?
I agree with Tony.
Tony, just go
off. It's stupid. If you're doing it in the middle of the movie, I mean, in the previews where it's scrubbing, they're like, yeah, okay, but right in the middle of it, yeah, that's fuck that.
There was one of the last movies I went to, there was two women near the back, and they were probably in their 40s, I bet, but they think they're cougars, so they can do whatever the fuck they want. I don't know when the hell that started, but they're in the theater, like, literally talking through the first half of it, and all these people finally were just like,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shushing them. They were shushing them. No. I'm like, you guys are fucking, like, 40 years old. Get a clue.
So here you go, caveat to
this. That's really old, too.
Let's go with this. Does your move change depending on who's in front of you doing it? Let's say you got 6'4", 250, what up, bro, kind of guy. I lift, bro. That's right, I lift. What's your move? Still do the same thing.
Punch him in the fucking throat. He ain't going to do nothing then. Fucking watch him die in the fucking seat.
His, like, throat punch sounds oddly like a blowjob sound that he does.
Here, let me chop you in the throat real quick. Let's see how it happens.
Because is it a wuss move to then go to management or the ushers and all that shit? Is that a wuss move? Because let's say you're there with your girl. There with your girl. Can you do that? Can you punk out like that? Or do you have to do that? Where you do your move.
No.
Where you go, hey, I'm going to kick the shit out of your seat. I'm going to tell you to shut the fuck up. All that stuff. Do you still do the same thing?
Well, first off, the girls that I usually date are bigger than me. So they'd probably have to handle the situation.
I'm going to say something to him, but would you kick his fucking ass, please?
Girl, will you go handle this?
that's a good question. I don't know.
Because I'll tell you, my favorite one is the teenagers. That's always my favorite one. I'll stand up and shit.
I'll
go irate. I pay two mortgages, bitch. You don't even know what I'm asking.
Ideally, I hope they're 18. So, I mean, I beat the fuck out of them. They're not a minor.
Not go to jail, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, I could still go to jail, I guess, but...
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It's worth it, man.
Thug life, baby.
It just sucks that you have to be in that situation at all.
Yeah.
Why do we have to... You know what the deal is going into that fucking movie. We all paid too much money to go see this shit. Just shut the fuck up.
It would suck.
In reality, nobody's going to yell at you either.
Yeah, I think I would just... I wouldn't care who the hell's in front of me. I would just go get a manager, probably. Like, get this fuck out of here, man. Warn them.
Because really, you're probably just saying what everybody else in the theater is thinking.
You're
being the South Park at that point.
Yeah, there's 95% of the people are like, God, I want to say something to this motherfucker, but I'm too busy watching this fucking action scene.
People are just rude, man, anymore.
Yeah.
You can't shut the fuck up for 2 hours anymore or not look at your phone for 2 hours.
It's like, well, what'd you pay all that fucking
I used
money
to have
for?
To walk up ways to school in the snow, both ways. I'm a fucking liar.
Yeah, you are.
I drank a lot last night.
Pussy.
You're listening to Nerdcast on the inside. Fuck. You're listening to Nerdcast on the Inside Joke Outside Voice Podcast Network.
All right, Tony, let's go. This is the one I want to get to. Here we go. You ready for this? Let's do this one.
Okay.
Video games. Let's do it.
Go video ahead. Games.
Should we give a shout out for this too?
Let's do it.
Jim Spice, man. Shout out for
listener.
The topic.
Loyal listener.
That's right. Steve, do you have anything to say on that?
Mm.
He's getting creepy, man.
He's getting moist is what he's doing.
So, all right, what's the...
I think she pegged it, though, because she was listening to us. Yep. And I kind of thought the same thing. We haven't talked about video games at all.
Not enough. We've mentioned it here and there.
Yeah, I've mentioned, like, Until Dawn.
Somebody just got a Snapchat. Is it her?
Nice.
It is, because
you mentioned it.
But,
that's the Marty McFly quote. That's where that comes from, dude. Come on.
Come on, check it out.
What?
Shoot a fly or a flea off a dog at 500 yards.
Oh, yeah. Bobby called me out for misquoting that, too, I think.
I did, too.
How did you misquote it?
It's not a...
A flea?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can...
Or did you say a fly?
No.
I can't remember what you said.
This rifle...
Why are you drinking me, LOLs?
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was probably in connection to Steve. Oh, no. It's pumpkin spice. I'm an idiot. I get
that's
it.
What I'm saying.
That's your Twitter name. Yeah. But anyway, sorry, I got off topic. Right. But yeah, we...
So what are we talking about?
I
as far
she
as
nailed
video
it because we haven't really gotten into video games very much.
We were going to discuss our favorite all-time video games to play and our best memories from playing a video game.
Oh, man.
I think I already know mine
because I
guess I have two.
Okay, because now should we break this down by system or just
or decade
you, or decade?
How does one gauge what?
Yeah.
Physical prowess, keen detecting skills.
Knock it off.
Oh man! Shit!
All right, let's. I want to do. Let's do by system. You guys want to go by system?
Sure.
All right, let's do. All right.
Yeah.
All right. We all had NES, right? Nintendo.
Correct.
NES.
Yeah.
All right,
yep.
I think we
NES.
That. Toner, go. Number one favorite all-time NES game to play.
Oh man! Of course, Super Mario Brothers will always rank high. But God, we played the shit out of Bases Loaded.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
That's actually a good call.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah.
No. Wait. Was RBI Baseball? Was that or is that Sega's RBI?
RBI
no,
Baseball
was
Sega.
Was that Nintendo?
That was Nintendo.
No.
Because, I mean, I can't remember, so that's the thing. Because I remember you were,
no,
you either,
RBI
you
Baseball
were,
is Nintendo,
you
man.
Were either an RBI guy or you're a Bases Loaded guy is what I remember.
I know.
You know what's
I
cool
a,
about RBI
Baseball?
I was
baseball? A Bases Loaded guy.
When I went to a Kansas City Royals game a couple years ago, one of their guys, when he went up to bat, his at-bat music was like, dun, 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 dun. And then whenever he fouled one off, it would have the sound effect for
oh,
it. From, it was like just for
oh,
him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot who it
yes,
was.
It was Nintendo.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. I'm not
1986.
Fucking wrong. Andy, and, oh fuck! You keep slapping me. Andy and I spent many hours playing RBI baseball.
Yeah. Well, you
I,
see,
was, well, I was a bases loaded guy. Like you, I
well,
bases
I think
loaded.
We played both.
Yeah,
we were.
Yeah, because every time you knew it was bases loaded, on the front of it said Jaleco, J A L E C O. It's like, oh, that's bases.
Well,
loaded.
Which one was Tom Paste on?
Jersey.
Yeah, that was bases loaded.
That was bases
yeah.
loaded.
Jersey.
Okay.
He was on
there
Jersey.
Was a, well, there's a player named T Paste, which I think Steve just named him
Tom Paste.
Yeah.
And he had the most power, basically, of just about anybody.
Seriously, every time
he
hit the ball.
He was a 467 average.
And if you look up bases loaded on YouTube, I did this not too long ago, they talk about certain players like Brody, who's on one of the games, mm-hmm. and he's like a 99 speed level. Like, you can just hit it on the infield, mm-hmm. a dribbler, and you can get to, like,
get
second
you.
Base. It's ridiculous.
That was yeah. That's good. Good call on bases loaded. That was
yeah.
a great game.
I played the shit out of Excitebike also.
Oh, yeah. Don't hit that fucking B button or you're fucked, man.
You haven't really said mine yet. I was gonna say Mario 3 on Nintendo.
Oh yeah.
I think
yeah,
Tony
yeah.
and I had a race of who was gonna beat Mario.
Mario
3
was when he got the squirrel tail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that
game.
I mean, the original, of course, is great and everything.
Were you
Mario 2? I don't think I even
Mario
owned,
2
but,
sucked to be honest. I didn't
yeah,
it was
Mario.
Totally, it was totally different.
Because I remember
yeah.
Mario 2 was you picked up the mushrooms
yeah.
out of the ground or the carriage and you threw them.
Right.
But it was all a dream.
Yeah. yeah.
Did Mario dream? Because it was nothing like 1 and or 3. It was totally.
So I'm going to throw two games at you guys. Did any of you guys play RC Pro-Am?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember RC Pro-Am.
Yeah.
The dirt
cars.
Trucks.
Yeah.
yeah.
I played a shot of that. And then, what, you got, were any of you guys Double Dragon guys?
Yeah.
Double Dragon.
Me and Tony played Double Dragon
shit.
All the time.
Shit
out of
some Double Dragon.
Yep, Double shit Dragon.
Yeah.
But so yeah, that was those are some of my favorite. I'm trying to think.
Oh,
of
Punch Out's a good one.
Oh,
too.
Mike
Tyson's
Punch Out. Yeah.
Fuck yes.
I like how Mike Tyson is literally about six times the size of
Little
Mac.
Yeah. But yeah, fuck yeah, Punch Out. And then I can't Contra, right?
Everyone's Contra, yeah. Right?
I don't think I really played Contra. I mean, I have
Up down, A B A B, left right, left select start.
Another weird ass game
that
we liked was well, Little Nemo's Dream World.
I remember that.
And
yeah.
What about Battletoads?
I don't remember Battletoads.
Jeez, Battletoads.
Did any of you guys
like the impossible game to beat? Battletoads.
Did you ever have the Genie? Did you ever have Nintendo?
You tried
Genie?
It a couple times.
I never
it was
had
a cheat
Genie.
System.
Game Genie.
It was a cheat system that you plugged in with your games and basically put in a code and basically beat all the games pretty easy. Yeah,
okay.
There it is.
That's
man.
Where the Game Genie was like the second term to pop up on Google. Although Google's weird like that now. It knows what you've been looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So now if I just type in like Asian P, it just porn just pops up on foot videos.
I'm trying to think. Was there any other fucking
for there was a Nintendo game that he had it bought, and I can't remember what the fuck the name of it was. Oh, God.
It's kind of a broad spectrum. Oh, fuck, man. I have, like, handprints on my arm.
Stop hitting Joe.
So, there's Nintendo. All right, so then let's go next gen after that would be Super Nintendo and Sega.
Sega. I had
were
Sega.
Were you a Sega
you
household
had...
or were you a Super Nintendo household?
Sega.
You were a Sega
household. You guys
had
Super
Nintendo.
Yeah, we had
Super, yeah, we had Super Nintendo, yep.
If Jay, if Cripple Jay were here, they were the Sega household and I had the Super Nintendo.
You can't go wrong with Sonic.
Sonic was awesome.
Sonic
was,
I played
Sonic. The shit out of Sonic. But to be honest, the game I played the most out of any of them on Sega, NHL 93. That was my shit. That's one of my favorite memories as a kid.
Oh, yeah. All the NHL games were awesome.
All the NHL games back then were awesome.
It also reminds me of Swingers, the movie. Because before they go out, they play NHL.
Gotta make Gretzky's head. Oh, my. We forgot Zelda for NES.
Yeah.
The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Oh, Castlevania, too. Fuck, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Super
man.
Mario World. I definitely played that a lot.
Yes,
on
Super
Nintendo.
Fuck, yeah. Yoshi was the shit, man.
Yep. Remember and that? Mario had the actual, like, yellow, the actual cape to fly.
Oh, me and Tony played the fucking shit out of this game. Turtles in Time.
Oh, and Star Fox.
Oh, yeah, all the Ninja Turtle
Ninja
games.
Yeah.
Star Fox I played, too.
Yeah, Star Fox was fucking awesome.
No, that was Super Nintendo, but I think that really hit... That was
F-Zero.
Nintendo 64,
F-Zero, yes.
Oh, yeah,
F-Zero was a fun game, too. Yeah, I remember that one. God, I love these memories. Those were really good memories.
There's a car game that me and Tony used to play as well.
I think the great thing about Nintendo, the original, is you can still play it, and it's
still
fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But Sega had it all for Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat was... That was a big deal, because that was when the first graphic video game I ever remember playing. Was there anything more graphic that you guys can remember back then?
No. Yeah, it was, like, very controversial,
too. Oh, fuck yeah,
because somebody's head would be...
Sub-Zero's ripping your spine out.
Didn't they have to come up with a video game, like... rating system, like this is like rated like an R rating for a game or something like that. I think
MA.
Yeah. So you had to come up with that.
And now you play like Until Dawn, and there's people's heads just rolling nonstop.
And just you know, commonplace now.
Yeah.
Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 for Super Nintendo was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Agreed.
Oh, the fucking cannon for Super
so
Nintendo.
I think after that generation, I guess we go from Super Nintendo would be. You go Nintendo 64.
We didn't have that.
Did anyone have Sega Dreamcast? I didn't have it.
No.
Did anyone know anyone that had Sega Dreamcast?
Yeah, our friend Daniel Harris did. Daniel Harris was
what was
all
on
about...
Dreamcast that you actually played though? I don't remember.
Man, I don't. I kind of.
I
remember
going to PS1 from Super Nintendo.
Super Mario Kart on Super Nintendo.
Mario Kart still.
Mario Kart.
That's still
that
awesome.
Was the original was the best.
Nintendo 64 was all about GoldenEye, right?
Oh yeah.
I didn't have Nintendo.
Oh my god.
I went because I'm like Toner.
Oh, yeah, that's Battletoads.
Yeah. Because, yeah, Tony, I think you're right. PS1 was right after Nintendo 64, right? I guess, or right when Nintendo 64 came out. I guess they were kind of right there with each other. Because my first game for PlayStation that I really got into was Crash Bandicoot. That's the one I was really into on PS1.
I think I played. It was Tekken. Was one of the first.
Oh yeah, the Tekken
it was
games. Yeah.
Tekken 2 or I don't know. It was
Eddie Gordo.
Yep. Fuck yeah! I played the shit out of Tekken.
Yeah, you did. You played a shitload of Tekken.
Maybe it was Tekken 3. Maybe I think it was Tekken 3 that.
Well,
I played.
For a while, every new Tekken that would come out, it would be like, oh shit! It'd be like every year.
Yeah, because Tekken was like Call of Duty at that time, kind
of. So I'm trying to think.
That's where you could go to the arcade and play it too against people.
Yep.
Mortal Kombat was still the arcade game.
There were people lined up to play Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 at the
Okay, I know in one of the previous episodes we just talked about the arcade in Iowa that you mentioned, Joe. Is there any arcades that you can think of here in St. Louis that are, even exist anymore?
Is Tilt still there?
Tilt is still open.
Oh, shit. I need to walk through there and just see what they have. I can't. It's probably a bunch of Justin Bieber Dance Dance Revolution shit. What's sad is it probably really
oh,
is.
Oh, shit. Street Fighter. Street Fighter 2.
Oh, yeah. Street Fighter 2. Oh, yeah.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Fuck yeah, man.
Oh, what the hell was the name of this game?
Then, okay, so PlayStation 1 also. Shit.
What is the name of this game?
For PlayStation
There's
1.
GameCube.
GameCube. Anybody have GameCube? Yeah. Did it, I think.
What the fuck was the name of this?
I don't know, man.
GameCube. What else besides GameCube? So you had PlayStation 1, GameCube.
Then went to, like, PlayStation.
And I guess after you had Xbox come around at that point, right? The original Xbox?
Yeah.
It's the clock. Bird clock.
Top Gear. Top Gear.
The first Xbox came out.
With the PS2?
That's what I want to say.
It had to be right there.
Yeah.
Because, let's see, I was... Because
it went Xbox 360 and now Xbox One. Yeah. PlayStation 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Original Xbox came out in November 15th of 2001.
Original Xbox was Halo.
I knew
right?
I was
that
in...
Was, that's what the game was
yeah,
for that one, right?
Halo, the original yeah. Halo is like their... It was like their Mario Brothers for the most part.
Because I guess to fit on your best memories of playing a certain game would go to... My first one would be with PlayStation 2, Resident Evil 2 on PlayStation 2. And you guys play the Resident Evil games?
Yeah.
I love them. I played Resident Evil with lights off in the basement.
So I tried to play Until Dawn, put the headphones on, put all the lights off.
Oh, shit.
Pissed my pants.
I jumped so high. On Resident Evil 2, that was the first introduction of... Basically the zombie dogs, but they're not zombies. They're fucking, what was it? I guess 28 days later or whatever. You know how they had the rage virus?
Yeah, yeah.
These dogs had the fucking rage virus, I guess. It scared the shit out of me, man. I jumped so
fucking
high
did that with
games.
Doom on PC. Oh, God. Those pink fucking monsters, fuck you.
So that's one of my most favorite memories of playing a game was Resident Evil 2.
Doom's actually a good one too. On
yes,
PC.
Yes.
For PlayStation 2,
play that online.
The one that comes to mind most for me is Max Payne.
Oh yeah,
That was a great game. That was also another game I'd be playing in the middle of the night downstairs, and it's kind of quiet. You turn a corner, you don't see a guy, and all of a sudden there's a sawed-off shotgun blast, loud as shit, makes you jump. Like, oh, didn't see that guy in the corner.
Because that was bullet time. That was
PS2 and stuff. PlayStation. It was probably both of them. Andy played a shitload of like Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Oh, Jesus.
Tony Hawk Underground.
Oh, my God. Every time I'd come over with Joe, me and Joe would go over somewhere. We'd be like, we'd go over to Daniel Harris' house. Tony, there'd be Andy, and Daniel would be like,
Tony Hawk Pro Skater and Cool Borders.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, I just did a 720 endo. Oh, yeah. That's great.
Do you want to look at boobs on the internet?
Then me and Joe would
take half an hour.
Then me and Joe would do deathmatch on Doom and go hump each other, hit the space bar.
Jesus,
hump each other.
We figured out if you hit space bar
far enough
to a wall, your guy would just sit there and go, oh.
So then
both of us would do it in unison. You could just hear, oh. That's what we did in our spare time.
So I'd yell at my mom, hey, Mom, come downstairs. She's like, what? I go, hey, I'm playing Joe and Deathmatch. She goes, why? I go, watch this. And we're humping each other. Like, hey, me and Joe are humping each other.
I think we
and
both
she just walks
like,
away in shame.
We both called our parents to watch.
Yeah.
Look, Mom, I'm humping something with Steve.
Shame.
It's on the internet.
Shame.
Well done.
Then I guess we go PS3 at that point, right?
Yep.
PS3 and Xbox 360. I was PS3 guy.
I had 360.
Yeah, 360 guy.
I got a PS3.
For me, it was easily, not even close, it was Halo 3.
Oh, fuck.
Uncharted series.
Uncharted was cool.
Yep.
Those changed everything for me, because it wasn't, you weren't just playing a game, it was, you were in the middle of a fucking movie. Those cinema cuts, or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah. I kind of want to buy that pack that's coming out, too.
Yep. Those games were unreal. The graphics were unreal. You were involved in the story. Like, yep.
I thought it was shitty, though, but going back one, because you had Halo 1 and Halo 2, you had for PC, but then after they did that, it was just strictly for Xbox. It's like, what the fuck? Because, I'm sorry, I played it on Xbox. Fucking horrible. Horrible.
The Halo gate.
Yeah, 3 and 4 was just like Jesus. But it's like this thing.
Well, I mean, you're wrong about that. Okay.
No, I'm not.
I think I logged like 3,500 online games on Halo 3, which is probably nothing.
No, it's fucking shitty because it's like kids and. When they release stuff for formats, it's like they have it. I know you can go and get NHL whatever for a PC, but it's like those ones. Like, nope, they're specifically for Xbox. It's like, what if I want to play it?
Well, I mean,
should I look
Uncharted? That's like just PlayStation only. I mean, they do that just to sell
fucking
units.
Yeah, so yeah. Spend $400.
Okay. And then for me, I guess Last of Us.
Last of Us is good.
That one kind of.
That's like playing a movie, too.
It's playing a movie, and it gets in your head because of the relationship between the main characters. If you want to see a good video on it, go to YouTube, look up Last of Us Changed My Life by Grant Vogel, I think is his name. He did a really good write-up of why this game is more than just a video game. And I think that's the way video games are going. They're evolving to something that's more than just smashing buttons. They're giving you an experience. Right. That's one of my best memories of playing a game is going through the whole game of Last of Us. Great game because it made you question things along the way. If you haven't played it, it's hard to talk about it. But for those that have played it, you can go into more detail about it.
Shadow of the Colossus is another one, too, if you've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. No.
I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it.
Is that a PS3 game?
Yeah, it was on PS3. I think it's probably on Xbox also. It might only be PlayStation, but you can like download it now for $9 or something, and it's worth it because you're a person that faces off these gigantic arch-sized I don't know the plural word, colossi.
Whatever.
So each one, you pretty much it's like a puzzle. You have to figure out how to take down each one, and then there's kind of like a weird. There's a really weird ending to the game too, but it's good.
The BFG edition for fucking PlayStation 3, awesome.
Oh, you know, Joe, remember I helped you play? It was on PS2 though, I think. I want to say it's PS2. Enter the Matrix.
Oh yeah,
because that was that game was pretty badass.
Yeah, when that came out, that was good. It had good, just like, it was one of the first, and it was just like the movie.
The cutscenes were pretty good. Yeah.
Well, and like the technology, I guess, in the game was good. Because
it was Jada
the bullet, you could stop the bullets, and they.
Yeah, you did Jada Pinkett's character, and
Ghost.
Ghost, yep. It was kind of cool. That was pretty cool. But also the GTA games, you got to think for PS3 and stuff.
Well,
those are,
here's the, as far as
those are all
remember,
up there.
My all-time favorite memory, let's cover the topic that Pumpkin Spice wanted. My all-time favorite memory from playing video games is playing on PS3 NHL.
Oh,
staying up all night long. And what made it different, why it's a favorite memory, is because you've evolved to the point where you're playing online with your buddies, you got them in your headset, and you're hearing them talk, you're drinking while you're playing, and it gets to a point where Toner starts saying, I'm going to take my skate off and cut your throat. So those are some of my favorite memories.
Tony doesn't like real life hockey, world hockey, but
he enjoys digital hockey like a motherfucker because he knows.
Those games are good, though.
It's because you're there with your buddies, you're talking shit, you're talking shit to people that are nowhere near you across the world, you know. And you're just there playing to have fun.
And hockey's one that you can play with other people pretty, and it works out. Like, you can't really do that with Madden or anything like that. Yeah. It's like one-on-one. But, yeah, you get five guys out there, five on five or something.
Yep.
Leave the computer goalie.
And then you get and the funny thing is you get into these lobbies before you go to play the game, and the most hateful, vile shit ever said in humanity is said in these lobbies. And
I'm convinced I'm African American.
Kill you and fuck you.
I'm convinced I'm African American after playing
those.
I mean, because that's just what they assume I am. Calling me bad names on there.
I have fun with the first person shooters as far as playing Call of Duty with all the guys, but hockey that's one of my, because I remember we pulled an all nighter where we just said, this is so much fun. We're so fucking drunk. Let's just keep the night going. We stayed up playing until, 5, 6 in the morning, I think?
It was around 9 or 10 o'clock at night, because we played 3 different games. We were playing Call of Duty World at War, the Nazi zombies.
Zombies,
we played that.
Yeah. We had to kill. We did play some fucking Nazi zombies.
We played a little Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
Yep.
And then we ended the night on NHL 09.
Was it 09?
Yeah,
it was?
But, okay. But I think that we finally stopped. It was like, I think 5:30 in the morning when I logged off.
Yeah.
We played, it was like 8 hours straight.
Because I was like, because I had said at that point, there's no point in me going to sleep. I got to go to work because I was working that weekend.
Oh,
straight
shit.
To work after that shit.
Oh. Alan Schreiner and I did that on Halo 3 one night. He's just like, oh man. He's like, I got to be at work in 3 hours. I'm like, yeah, me too.
Nope, might as well stay up and keep playing.
Yeah, once you hit the 4 o'clock point, you're like, what is the point of sleep in a couple hours?
So those that's my favorite memory of doing that shit.
That yeah, it was a good.
Me
time.
And Joe, me
what
and
was,
Joe
what
played.
What was the name we did? It was sipping on Debt Hennessy. Like the player
oh,
names on that.
The player names on NHL and that one was just called Long Johnson.
sipping on Debt Hennessy.
Yeah.
Was it Arnold from
Gary Coleman?
Gary Coleman. Yeah.
Gary Coleman.
Parker got into a fight with Gary Coleman.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of Gary Coleman. Yeah. If I remember right. Yeah. Yeah,
that was hilarious.
Oh, I think my favorite all-time name. And I actually have a photo on my phone, too, of something like
a screenshot of the game?
Oh, well, it was a photo I took of my television when we were playing. It was with Bobby. We were playing Call of Duty. Oh, was it Call of Duty? Yeah,
I think
because
I
you
this,
could
yeah.
edit your player card.
Yeah.
Remember, oh, yeah, yeah,
shapes,
yeah. Okay.
And it's a very racist photo, but it's actually funny because
oh,
we thought yeah. about how much time it probably took this person to do that.
Oh, my God. I know you're talking about.
And my favorite all-time name that I ever saw, I think it might have been when we were playing Halo. It was Halo, and it was Blacktimus Prime.
Blacktimus Prime, I love it. Oh, that's great.
Bobby mentioned a name once. I think it was on Rainbow Six. The guy's name was Captain Underpants. And then playing Call of Duty, I think it was Advanced Warfare one night. It was a guy, I don't know why, we laughed, or I laughed hard. The guy's name was Clark Nato, and I just thought it was fucking hilarious. I don't know why.
Yeah, when you run into people like that, that's like, okay. I like their creativity.
But, yeah, those are all great games, man. But, see, we're not hardcore gamers. Like, we normally every fall, like, of course, Call of Duty has something, you know, every year. We pick up the new stuff. But we're not like these YouTube guys that play for hours on end or they get, you know, the game sent to them to try out
no.
and play. But.
Well, Bobby and I can attest that one of the most fun nights we've had recently, I found the photo too.
Oh, yeah.
This is the guy's player card. I don't know if I should. Should I describe that? Just do you remember that?
I don't remember.
Oh,
that.
God.
That's awesome.
I'll describe it. So on, I forgot which Call of Duty it was. They gave you like 30-something shapes, and you could make a you could fill them in with colors and stuff. So if you got really creative and artistic and you had a lot of time, you could figure out how to put these shapes and to make them into forms and stuff. So a lot of people make tits and all that kind of crap. So
yeah.
That was easy to do. Well, this guy went to all the trouble.
So wrong.
Oh,
I kept this on my phone forever because it's just bad. So it looks like a little ghost. It's a person in a sheet, obviously, hiding behind a tree with a smile on their face. And it's a nice open field, and they have TNT rigged up to like a push lever to a bucket of KFC chicken.
So wrong, dude.
Oh God!
And yes, it's very racist, but at the same time,
you're like they put. In a
we
lot
all
of
looked
thought
at
that.
It.
And
go, holy
it.
Shit!
Jesus.
It's so like wrong. It's wrong, but it's hilarious at the same time. You're like. You feel guilty for laughing.
That's
like,
where one
geez.
Of the points yeah. where racism is funny. If anybody needs me to send them that photo, I will. Too.
Hit us up on Twitter.
You got to see go. What I'm talking about.
Jeez.
I think PS4, if we're getting the new gen, I think we all have like,
yeah.
that. I'm looking forward to Uncharted, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But so far, I mean, Until Dawn, I haven't played anything like that yet. That's...
Is
now until, now we're getting into the genre where you're playing through a movie, basically.
So Until Dawn, is that survival horror?
Yeah.
Yeah,
survival
horror.
Horror.
Yeah.
And there's honestly probably 200 jump scares in the game. That's
oh,
why
that.
It's like
I
when you play
that,
it by yourself.
Yeah.
And apparently if you have PS4 and you have a camera hooked up, and I think I've said this already, but if you have the PS4 camera, you can turn it on and... Until Dawn knows the jump scare points, and so it'll record your reaction.
Oh, wow.
Too.
That's
nice.
Awesome. That'd
which I haven't
cool.
thought about. I'm sure they're on YouTube.
Can
too.
You cross play between 3 and 4? Like yeah. on the network?
No.
No.
No, you have to have
a PS4 to
yeah.
play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because on 4, we've, me, Dust, and Parker have played GTA 5 because it was like remastered or whatever.
Yeah, that's fucking great.
Dude, that's...
It's still fun because they still do updates to it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that game at all because everyone's polite to each other, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. You are never called an N-word. And people don't just randomly kill you for no reason.
Yeah.
The absolute best, though, is if you just go in the game. And I still haven't done it with a lot of people. I want to... As long as you just have to trust that people won't kill you for, at first, but I want to go to the what's the name of the strip club?
Oh, the Vanilla Unicorn.
Yes, I want to go to the Vanilla Unicorn with about 10 people and just
hang out.
But the best is when you get invites to people's apartments on that game.
Oh, yeah.
And people are just doing random weird shit. And when you look at some girl was standing in the middle of all of us, her character. And she just kept downing these beers, and pretty soon you see your character just fall down the floor. And I'm like, oh, man, it's that kind of party.
Because you can drink yourself to death in that game.
Oh, and when really? You drink yourself to death, man. You wake up in the desert or something in the middle
That's
of the desert.
Awesome.
They thought of everything on that game.
God, that game is ruthless, dude. It's a ruthless game.
It's awesome.
And Parker's pretty funny on there when he plays, too.
Well, because we log on, because you can do races. There are certain, like, missions and stuff you can do.
Deathmatch is fucking awesome.
And they keep adding more and more.
But half the time, the three of us would meet up, and we're just like, we just steal cars and kill cops and run from them. And, like, okay.
Yeah, you get your stars up and see if you can get away.
Yeah. It's like,
okay. Usually you have to have a jet.
It's awesome.
Good way to unwind, we'll say.
Good stuff.
So, but Pumpkin Spice, good topic, good memories.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that topic.
I don't think there's anything else I can think of, really.
That you think of that's a good childhood memory or, you know, young
adulthood
memory.
Oh, fuck it. We never mentioned NBA Jam.
Oh.
Holy shit.
NBA Jam.
Was that Super
Nintendo? That was actually a good arcade game, too. I played that at the
Another good one, too, that we played a lot at SEMO was GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's like a classic. 64. That was one of the first classic online shooters that you could play with people.
Yep. But NBA Jam, dude. NBA Jam from downtown.
He's heating up.
Yeah. What I loved, what was so realistic, is that John Stockton was dunking from the free throw line. And I was like, yeah.
This game's, in his short shorts.
Yeah. This game's as real as the Matrix. It was awesome.
Wasn't Dikembe Mutombo's on there?
Yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Boom Shakalaka.
He was with the Nuggets.
Okay,
on
yeah.
Oh, I love when you break the backboard.
Yeah.
Especially with Boom Shakalaka, okay. And then on the dunk.
Or if you keep bricking him, he's like, he's the Windex man.
Oh, yeah, or they could jump like... They could jump, like, fucking all the way through the screen and come back down.
Or they take off from the three-point line.
Well, that was a tornado.
Yeah, special,
or like
yeah, special yeah. dunks.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then if you won so much, you could be Michael Jordan?
I don't know.
I thought
there's
yeah.
something
no,
you can do with Michael Jordan.
Somehow.
There were codes where you could be, of all the people, like, Warren Moon was in the game as a special player.
Warren Moon.
Like, what the fuck?
I remember it was a baby Jordan was supposed to be pretty big on that. You remember baby, Harold Miner, I think it was?
Oh, yeah,
I'm trying to remember who I used to play with. Derek Coleman. I used to play with Derek Coleman and Kenny Anderson from the Nets. I don't know why. I think because they're left-handed. I like left-handed shooters for some reason. But fucking NBA Jam. Nice call on that, dude. That was good.
Yeah,
good,
so many,
times.
Yep,
good
so
times.
Many good games.
Yep. So we're going to wrap her up, but before we do... Gotta go to one last topic. Joe, hot or not? Go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Did I have a new connection. All right. Oh,
let's go. Read it.
Well, now that happens a lot now. Because
I'm
good looking.
This is an app, right?
Yeah, okay. It's just
all right, so
an
what,
app.
Yeah, so what is this? Go ahead.
Well, really, hot or not has been around for at least 15 years. Because
that was
probably.
The thing we used to, you just get random pictures, right? And
yeah,
vote, right?
We used to do that at work all night
really,
long.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Still.
So it's still the same thing.
But now they've made it to where if you have a connection, you can send messages to them. And really, it's like a disguised Tinder. So I have my setting on 18 to 99-year-olds because I'm like, I'm not... targeting any certain audience.
You're up for anything.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else on here, which it's probably not surprising? Mm-hmm. There are a lot of like 12 and 13-year-olds on here. And they and they say they're like 30.
Oh,
and I'm like, you're not 30, obviously. You have braces and you're in fucking junior high. So in the bio, it's like, I'm 13. Hit me up. I'm like, how do they not delete their profiles? And why do you care what people think when you're 12? Of course I click the heart on them, but...
Jesus
just because I was hoping for a connection. Okay, so my score, let me go to it. Out of 54 people rating me, 36 think I'm hot for a score of 6.7.
All right.
And I went with like a bunch of different photos. I shouldn't say that. with three. Why is it Sam at Lindenwood University? Oh, that's my current location. I have that location.
Oh, okay.
Steve
I told you to turn that shit off, man.
It says I'm at Lindenwood right now. Nice. Wow, that does make me look creepy.
We're in the command center.
That's awesome.
He's 33 at college. And all I got just random photos of me. Just facial shots, mostly. Yeah. Except for me and my cat. Because you got to put one in with your cat to make it. Yeah. So
you could be that guy.
I'm a 6.7, and I have several connections, as you can see. These are all the girls that we both connected with. I haven't sent any messages, but I just want to let you know. I
like you. You have a girl named America on there.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that's not a real name. America. So you like America. These are her photos. In reality, I think the easiest way to get a better rating is just rate everybody hot, because then it'll show up that somebody rated them and they rate you back. So really, that's a way to rig the system, but I was being honest with it.
So I'm
a 6.7 out of 10. And really, 6.7 is not bad. I think when you start getting low, it's under 6 on here. It's like IMDb in a way. The really good ones on here that you'll see, which you don't see hardly at all, is 8s.
No hard 8s.
And really, if you're a 7 or so, that's pretty good on here, I've noticed. So,
because you know there's got to be trolls out there going, like, even when there is a good-looking girl.
Well, it's just like real life. If you're a girl on here and you don't show anything but your face shots, no, you're getting an X from me. Sorry, I know there's more down below that you're just not. I'm just being realistic.
There could be more down below or a lot more down below.
Yeah, there could be a penis. I don't know. Which is what I'm hoping for. So I don't know. I could delete the
app
now. You
just want to connect.
I did that for 2 weeks, though, because I wanted to see
just to ramp
something
up,
to talk
get
about.
Some data for the show.
But I could keep it just to see if I get more
gotta
hits.
Connect. Hey, that's the
do
way
a monthly hot or not update.
Yeah, monthly hot or not.
There you go.
I like it.
Yo, so if you're 18,
yeah.
You
hit
in the mood.
The married,
you 18, you in the mood. Hit me up on hot or not. Be sure to hit that heart, girl.
Bringing a friend for a sex triangle.
Right. You want the waist or the face?
That is awesome.
Oh,
oh, and we need to post Steve's Snapchat on there. So we got to put it on the site.
Yeah, I can save it.
There you go.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Well, should
wrap us up, Toner.
I think
this
we did
is
wrap
it, man.
Yeah,
this
that was
make
a,
like
that was
a condom and wrap this up.
Ah, nicely put. All right, yeah, so
that's
we covered everything.
Oh, well, I guess tease for next episode. We always got to do our teases for next
episode.
I think next episode we're going to hit on our...
Shit we weren't able to cover because Cripple J decided to do blood sacrifices.
Oh, sorry. Hold on, I need 14.
We're going to... Cripple J did not want to hit on a few topics because he wanted to discuss them. Movie travesties, things that occurred in a movie that should never have occurred in a movie.
Right. We've touched on that, especially with Darth Maul.
Cream of the crop right there. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And then we're also going to do guilty pleasure movies. Movies that we're not proud to say that we like, but we really do like. So we're going to hit on those.
Brokeback Mountain. What? I'm kidding.
I've got the extended Blu-ray.
Director's cut.
I have one Blu-ray. It's just the tent scene on 5 hours on repeat.
I don't know what that is, but I assume it's good stuff.
It's where Heath Ledger spits on his hand and puts it in Jake Gyllenhaal's butt.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I've actually seen the movie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not like it's bad. It's dark, but you know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
And Jake's like, oh, you better call me tomorrow.
And on that note, Toner.
Okay.
Steve, assume the position.
Milking the old prostate in the Outback?
That's right.
All right.
Oh, God.
I love our show. I do.
I hope your mom's listening, Joe. That's all I hope.
I don't think she does. I think she gives me the old, I don't have time. I'm like, no, because you don't want to get embarrassed.
Like, I'm not ashamed of you, per se.
Shame.
But
she's going to be bad as if I end up getting rehired at City, and they're gonna be like, "Are you the guy on the podcast that always talks about dicks and anal sex?" Be like, nope.
Oh, that's Sound Guy Steve.
No, that's Tony.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're done, man.
All right, awesome. I guess I gotta spell everything out again. So, I have to hear Jay bitch about it later.
He's busy sacrificing fetuses
that's
right now.
Sacrificing the fetuses. Blood Sacrifice Saturday.
The child is done.
All right, everybody. Thanks again for listening to episode 16, the Nerdcast Podcast. Again, check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's nyrdcast.com. We are also on Instagram and the Twitter at Nerdcast, nyrdcast. And I know we have a Facebook page. I'm assuming we do some shit with that. But search for us on there as well.
I think there's 70 followers on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was creeping up.
It'll be 700 by tomorrow. Maybe-ish. So that's it. I go by the name of Toner.
Episode 16, Riding Joe's Wheelhouse. I'm at.
Oh, I thought you said Riding Joe's Wheelhouse. I was like, huh.
Oh, wow.
Hey, episode 16, Sex Triangle. I'm Joe Dust. Make sure to keep your daughters away from me.
Sound guy Steve.
So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
In the unity of the Holy Spirit.
Could you imagine Stephen Hawking as Chewbacca?
He'd be like, rawr.
Oh, shit. Oh, that was awesome.
Single shot come in my ass.
Whoa.
Whoa.
This is our friend, One Hour Motel, and their cover of Alice in Chains' Rooster.
I thought you were going to direct. You want me to direct?
Uno, dos, tres!
Talk, machine gun man, they spit.